Hey everyone, welcome back to MarketSnap. BZ just reported earnings and the stock has been on a wild ride, up more than 20% in the last month alone. The market is clearly excited about something. Our job today is to figure out whether that enthusiasm is justified by the fundamentals or if investors are getting ahead of themselves. We're rerunning BZ through the MarketSnap valuation model with the freshest numbers to see where this recruitment giant actually stands. Let's set the stage. Conjun Limited, trading as BZ on the NASDAQ, is the company behind Boss Zhipin, China's leading online recruitment platform. This is the app that flipped the traditional job hunting model on its head by letting employers and candidates chat directly, like a dating app for careers. It's a massive business in a massive market, and it's been growing like crazy since its founding back in 2013. But here's the thing, the stock has been through the ringer. Over the past year, BZ is down nearly 18%, and over 5 years, it's down over 44%. Yet in just the last month, it's ripped higher by more than 22%. So what's driving this sudden optimism? Let's dig in. For those who aren't familiar, Boss Zhipin is essentially the dominant player in China's online recruitment space. Headquartered in Beijing, the company connects job seekers with enterprises of all sizes, from small startups to massive corporations. The platform's core value proposition is speed and directness. No more sending resumes into a black hole. You talk directly to hiring managers, you get answers fast, and the whole process feels more like a conversation than an application. The company went public in 2021 at a time when growth was explosive, but since then it's had to navigate a tougher macroeconomic environment in China, regulatory headwinds, and a slowing hiring market. Still, the business itself has remained highly profitable, with gross margins north of 85% and a balance sheet that's essentially debt-free. This is not a struggling company. It's a profitable market leader trading at a discounted valuation. Let's talk about the revenue picture, because that's where the story gets interesting. In fiscal 2025, Conjun generated about 8.27 billion RMB in total revenue, up from 7.36 billion in 2024 and 5.95 billion in 2023. That's a compound annual growth rate of roughly 18% over the past 2 years. Solid, but decelerating from the hypergrowth days of 2020 and 2021, when revenue was nearly doubling annually. Breaking it down, the overwhelming majority of revenue, over 8.19 billion RMB, comes from online recruitment services sold to enterprise customers. That's essentially the company's bread and butter, charging employers to post jobs, access talent pools, and use premium features. The remaining 74.8 million comes from other services, which is a tiny sliver of the business. Geographically, this is almost entirely a China story. While the company has been exploring international expansion, the revenue base is still overwhelmingly domestic. That's both a strength, they dominate a massive market, and a risk, because it ties the business to China's economic cycle and regulatory environment. Now let's get into the earnings, because this is where the recent excitement comes from. In Q2 2026, Conjun reported revenue of 2.4 billion RMB, up 14% year over year. That's a solid acceleration from the first quarter, where revenue came in around 2.07 billion RMB. The company also beat analyst expectations on the bottom line, delivering earnings of 33 cents per share versus the 32 cents consensus. Management guided third quarter revenue to a range of 2.41 to 2.5 billion RMB, representing year-over-year growth of 11.4% to 15.6%. So they're guiding to continued growth, though the range is wide and the midpoint suggests some moderation. Looking at the full year picture, the momentum is undeniable. Fiscal 2025 net income came in at 2.74 billion RMB, up from 1.58 billion in 2024 and 1.1 billion in 2023. Earnings per share jumped from 3.52 RMB in 2024 to 5.88 RMB in 2025. The company has gone from burning cash in 2021 to generating over 4.4 billion RMB in free cash flow in 2025. That's a remarkable transformation. Management commentary from the recent calls reinforces this positive trajectory. In the Q1 2026 call, executives highlighted that user growth remained strong despite a later Chinese New Year that shifted more of the peak hiring season into March and April. They also emphasized strategic investments in AI and international expansion as key growth drivers going forward. The Q2 call followed a similar script: revenue up 14%, user engagement strong, and a positive outlook for the second half. The company is clearly positioning itself as more than just a recruitment platform. They're building out AI-powered matching capabilities and exploring markets beyond China. Whether that international bet pays off remains to be seen, but it's a logical hedge against domestic economic uncertainty. Let's zoom out and look at the financial health of this business, because the balance sheet is genuinely impressive. Kanzun sits on roughly 4.1 billion RMB in cash and cash equivalents, with total current assets of over 20 billion RMB against just 4.37 billion in current liabilities. The current ratio is around 4.3, meaning they have more than $4 of liquid assets for every dollar of short-term obligations. That's a fortress balance sheet. Profitability metrics are equally strong. Return on equity is around 17.6%, return on invested capital is just over 10%, and the net profit margin is a healthy 40%. Gross margins sit at 85.5%, which is exceptional for any business, let alone a platform company that doesn't have to carry inventory or physical infrastructure. The company also generates massive free cash flow, over 4.4 billion RMB in 2025, and with a debt-to-equity ratio of essentially zero, there's no leverage risk to worry about. This is a business that prints cash and has no financial obligations standing in the way of growth or shareholder returns. Now let's break this down with a proper SWOT analysis, because every investment thesis needs to consider both sides of the coin. On the strength side, Kanzun has a dominant market position in China's online recruitment space, with a brand that's become synonymous with job hunting in the country. The platform's direct messaging model creates strong network effects. More job seekers attract more employers, which attracts more job seekers. The financial profile is exceptional: 85% gross margins, 40% net margins, zero debt, and a massive cash pile. And the company has demonstrated consistent profitability growth for four straight years. The weaknesses are more about concentration than operational issues. The business is almost entirely dependent on China, which means it's exposed to domestic economic cycles, regulatory shifts, and geopolitical tensions. Revenue growth has also decelerated from the triple-digit days to the mid-teens. Still good, but a far cry from the hyper-growth narrative that drove the stock to its all-time highs. The company also hasn't proven it can replicate its success outside of China, and the other revenue segment is negligible. Opportunities are real, but require execution. AI-powered matching could dramatically improve the platform's efficiency and value proposition. International expansion, particularly in Southeast Asia and other emerging markets, represents a greenfield opportunity. And as China's economy stabilizes and the labor market recovers, there's potential for accelerated hiring demand. The company could also expand into adjacent HR services like payroll, benefits, or skills training. The threats are the flip side of the opportunities. China's economic slowdown and youth unemployment crisis could suppress hiring demand for years. Regulatory risk remains. The tech sector has been through multiple crackdowns, and recruitment platforms could face new rules. Competition is intensifying, with both domestic players and global platforms eyeing the space. And geopolitical tensions could lead to further restrictions on Chinese companies listed in the US, potentially forcing a delisting scenario. Let's look at the price action, because the chart tells a story of its own. BZ is currently trading around $15 and change, which is well off its 52-week high of over $25. The stock has bounced hard recently, up nearly 19% in the past week and 22% in the past month, but it's still down about 18% over the past year. The three-month picture is actually quite positive, with the stock up over 41%. That's a significant recovery from the lows, but it's coming off a deeply depressed base. The stock spent most of the past 2 years in a downtrend, and the recent rally, while encouraging, hasn't even brought it back to the levels it was at 6 months ago on a longer-term basis. From a technical perspective, the stock is showing signs of basing and potentially reversing its longer-term downtrend. But it's also important to remember that BZ has a beta of just 0.47, meaning it's historically been less volatile than the broader market. The recent moves, both up and down, are outsized relative to that historical volatility, which suggests something fundamental is shifting in the market's perception of the stock. For short-term traders, the momentum is clearly to the upside right now. The stock has broken above its recent trading range, volume has picked up, and the earnings beat provided a fundamental catalyst. But chasing a stock that's already up 40% in 3 months carries its own risks. The 52-week high of over $25 is still a long way off, and there's no guarantee the recent rally has staying power. The key question for the short term is whether the earnings momentum can continue. If Q3 comes in at the top of management's guidance range and the company raises its outlook, this rally could have legs. If growth decelerates further or China's labor market weakens, the stock could easily give back its recent gains. All right, let me give you my honest take on BZ. And I want to be upfront about something first. Our valuation model output for this name is noisy. The market snap model is throwing off some wide ranges depending on which assumptions you plug in. And honestly, I wouldn't hang your entire thesis on a precise fair value number for this stock. The model suggests a fair value somewhere in the neighborhood of $65, but that number swings dramatically based on growth rates, discount rates, and terminal multiples. If you disagree with our inputs, I'd encourage you to plug in your own assumptions on our intrinsic value calculator at marketsnap.com and see how the number shifts. The point is, this is a stock where the range of outcomes is genuinely wide. That said, here's my business take. Kanzun is a high-quality, profitable, dominant player in a massive market. The balance sheet is pristine, the margins are exceptional, and the company is generating enormous free cash flow. At the current price of around $15, you're paying roughly 4.5 times trailing earnings for a business that's growing revenue in the mid-teens and expanding margins. That's not an expensive multiple for a company with this quality of financials. The key upside is straightforward. If China's labor market stabilizes and hiring demand recovers, Kanzun is the primary beneficiary. The company's network effects and brand dominance mean it captures the lion's share of any recovery in recruitment spending. The AI investments could also drive meaningful efficiency gains and new product offerings. The key risk is equally clear. China. If the economy continues to struggle, if youth unemployment stays elevated, or if the regulatory environment turns hostile again, the growth story could stall. The stock's historical volatility, flat down 44% over 5 years, is a reminder that this is not a low-risk investment despite the low beta. What I'm watching is simple: quarterly revenue growth and management's guidance. If the company can sustain double-digit growth and keep expanding margins, the stock is likely undervalued at current levels. If growth slips into the single digits, the bull case weakens considerably. For me, this is a stock worth having on the watch list, and possibly a position for investors with a higher risk tolerance who believe in China's long-term recovery. The financial quality is undeniable. It's the macro environment that's uncertain. What do you think about BZ? Leave your take in the comments below. Thanks for watching. If this helped you think through the story, hit like and subscribe for more stock deep dives. See you in the next one.